you consider a roommate change, maybe you'll start rooming with Jay instead of Tony.
Tell you what, yeah, seems like it's working. Hopefully we can just keep it going.
How much psychology is involved with a four-game losing streak as opposed to a four-game winning streak?
That's tough, man. I mean, obviously, you know, when you're on a winning streak, everything is all hunky-dory, fun to come to work. But when you're on a losing streak, it's frustrating. I mean, everybody's frustrating. Everybody's looking for a way to get ourselves out. And as crazy as it is, I mean, I think that we're still fortunate that if we win out for the next three games, we're still in the playoffs. So that's a fortunate thing. But, you know, like we've talked about, it's not going to happen on its own. We have to go out. We have to do the work. And we have to go out and make the plays on the field.
When situations like this happen, this is where the vocal leaders step up. Well, most of us know it. If you can talk about it, who are the guys talking right now?
Well, I mean, I don't know that it's always about talking. I think it's also about going out on the field and showing it, showing what kind of character you have. And, you know, the guys that are our leaders are the ones who go out and bust their butts every day in practice. You watch Rod Smith every day in practice, whether it's mini camp, training camp, or today. I mean, he's going to go out and bust his butt. And I think that's the most important thing, is to go out and show people what you're going to do and not sit around here and talk about it. I mean, nobody wants to listen to people talk about what we need to do or what we're going to do. It's about going out and showing people what you're going to do.
How much do you feel the game has slowed down for Jay between games one and game two? Everyone's pointing towards that third quarter where he had a really good one, but are you sensing maybe in the huddle and practice, so on and so forth?
Well, you know, I'm sure, you know, that each game he plays, each time he's on the field, each snap he takes, he's definitely going to be more comfortable. I mean, that's what this game's about, is to gain experience. And, you know, I think that he definitely improved from game one to game two. But, you know, let's hope that he continues to get better. And but, you know, it's not always about his play. I mean, everybody needs to play better. Everybody needs to be more consistent. But, yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like he's a lot more comfortable back there.
What's that hat?
Rod Smith, baby.
Is he giving them away?
You got to know people to get this stuff.
Yeah? So you're going to let me have that because you get another one.
I dug deep to get this thing. Actually, Tick had one the other day. And I gave him a hard time about it. I'm like, dude, come on, I'm your best boy on the team. I don't have a hat yet. So he especially ordered one for me, so I feel privileged.
Considering the way things went in the third quarter and with Tatum running well, is something you guys can build on now? You know, that was probably the best quarter you've had offensively in quite a while.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it's definitely a bit frustrating that that's something that we're not able to do all the time. You know, I mean, we come out and we show glimpses of it. That's the way this whole season's gone. We come out, we move the ball great, make plays all over the field, and then there's other times where, you know, we look like we haven't even practiced, you know, and that's definitely a frustrating thing. But at least we know that we have the talent, and, you know, that if we're all on the same page, we can go out and make those types of plays and move the ball up and down the field and put points on the scoreboard. So, you know, we just have to go out and get it done.
How do you explain the inconsistency?
That's a tough question. It's the same personnel pretty much from last year. There's really no changes, you know, with the exception of the quarterback now. But leading up to that point, it's the same personnel, same offense, same installation, same meeting room, same address here at the building. So, you know, it's tough. I mean, there's really no way to pinpoint it.
Okay, you can't really explain that, can you?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. Steven, I'm not very smart, so.
How much can you channel fear as a motivation of not making the playoffs?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I never play with fear. I mean, it's just, you know, if you have to get motivated to go play this game each and every week, then there's something wrong. And I hear guys talk about it. You've heard a player this year talked about how he has a hard time getting up to play on Sundays. And if that's the case, I mean, I think you definitely need to go find something else to do. I mean, you shouldn't play scared. You shouldn't go out and play for your job. I mean, you got to play for pride, and that's the name of the game.
If it's a good thing the Broncos didn't sign that guy.
That guy, we won't name names.
A lot of comparisons being made between these rookie quarterbacks this week. Who's more Hollywood?
Oh, for sure, Matt Leinart. Our kid, man, he's just a kind of a hard-nosed, country, tough kid. He's from Santa Claus, Indiana. So, I mean, you know, I think that should tell you all you need to know. But he's a great kid. He works hard. I think he's going to be a great player in this league. You know, we just have to continue getting better and keep coming out here on the practice field. And I think those reps are crucial for us, for him, for the timing. And, you know, hopefully we can just continue getting better, being on the same page.
Do you sense guys responding to him more and more with every play, everything that he does out there in the huddle?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it definitely takes a little while to get familiar with somebody. His style, the way he takes command of the huddle, the way he calls the plays. I mean, everybody's different. So I think it definitely takes a little while for everybody on the same page. But, I mean, you know, once you're lined up, it's the same plays. It's not like we're running different plays. He knows where to go with the ball. And so it's really no different that way. But, I mean, just seeing somebody different in the huddle is definitely different. I mean, it's...
kind of a myth then that, you know, certain quarterbacks kind of have a connection with some guys. You know, with Jay and Tony, we've talked about that and written a lot about that. Is it a myth or coincidence, or is there something to that?
You know, I've never really thought much of that, but I mean, definitely, you know, if a guy is confident that you're going to be in the right place, that you're going to make the plays, and he can throw it up and trust, you know, that you're going to go out and make a play or knock the ball down. And, you know, I think he definitely feels that with Tony. I mean, obviously they had a lot of work together in the preseason games. And hopefully, you know, let's just continue building on that because it's definitely been working.
Is it the case in your career? Have you had different connections with different – I mean, you play with a lot of different guys. Have you had different connections with different guys?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I think that's a little overrated. You know, this is professional football, so
– If you're open, you're open.
If you're open, you're open. And, I mean, they call the plays designed to get people the ball, you know, and that's the way it goes. So, you know, I think that – I don't know. I just think it's a little overrated.
Is it more where he looks on the field than who he looks to? Because he looks at where the tight ends are going a lot more. It seems like the last couple of weeks than we've seen all year.
Well, I mean, it just depends on the play call. And I mean, he still has his reads to go through. I mean, you know, a play could be designed to get Rod or Javon the ball, and they play his different coverage, and the read goes somewhere else, you know. So, I mean, he has a pre-snap read of where he wants to go with the ball or where the play is designed to go. But if they don't play the right coverage, I mean, you've got to look elsewhere and change your reads and everything. But, I mean, yeah, I think he's definitely comfortable with Tony, and Tony's a great player. He made some great plays last week, and hopefully he can just continue getting better and build on that performance from last week.
How do you see him improving as a blocker out there as well?
He's definitely getting better. He's being more aggressive. And, you know, I think the main thing for him is just confidence. Just confidence that he can block the guys, that he can go get open. And, you know, I think that's the biggest difference I've seen, you know, from his standpoint so far. And, you know, like we talked about, Jay, each time you're on the field, each snap you take, you're going to have more confidence. You're gaining experience. You're going to have more confidence in your play. And, you know, I've definitely seen that from Tony from week one to now. I mean, preseason, you know, he looked like a freaking wild rooster out there running around. But now, I mean, he's calming down. He's got confidence in his ability and what he can do. And I think it's showing.
You think Coach Brewster has kind of adapted to that as well as he's progressed? But he really, I mean, he rode him so hard in the preseason.
He definitely keeps him on his toes. I know that. You know, he's a great coach. He's stickler for the little things. I mean, Tony's first touchdown yesterday wasn't a great route, but they improvised and scrambled, and he just took off. And but Tony had an earful on that route. You know, the guy just caught a touchdown pass, and he's getting an earful for the route he ran. So I mean, that's. I think what makes you a great player, though. I mean, you have to definitely pay attention to the little things, and you know, as long as he continues to strive to be perfect, he's going to be great.